Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so this one properly surprised me. A coding model that costs 2 cents per API call just beat every premium model on the industry's hardest benchmark. Not by a little, by a lot. And the thing that makes this interesting is not the model itself, it is how they did it. Researchers at Xantha took a relatively cheap model, Minimax M2.5, and scored 78.2% on SWE Bench Verified. That is the gold standard for AI coding agents. It is the test that shows whether an AI can actually understand and fix real-world bugs in real code bases. And 78.2% means it is solving problems that stumped Claude Opus 4.5 at a fraction of the cost. The breakthrough was not raw intelligence, it was context. They used something called Model Context Protocol, MCP, to feed the agent a structural map of the code base. Not just the code itself, but which modules depend on which, what connects to what, the architecture, and that cut token usage by 20%, which means the model does not have to read as much. It knows where to look. It is the difference between searching an entire library and knowing exactly which shelf holds the book you need. Here is why that matters. Startups building coding tools do not need to wait for GPT-5. They do not need frontier models that cost a fortune to run. They need intelligent retrieval, the kind that feeds a cheaper model exactly what it needs, when it needs it. This changes the maths entirely. If you can get better results at 2 cents per call instead of 70 cents, you can afford to run thousands of experiments. You can let every developer on your team use AI agents without thinking twice about the bill, and that means faster iteration, more tools, more competition. The barrier to entry just dropped, again. Think about that for a second. The thing holding back AI coding tools was not model intelligence, it was cost and context. Both just got solved. Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. Canvas, the learning management platform used by millions of students across the US, went offline Thursday, mid-finals. A cyber attack took it down. And Friday, when it came back online, the full scale of the breach became clear. Shiny Hunters, the same ransomware group responsible for a breach disclosed a week earlier, claimed responsibility. They say they accessed records from 8,800 schools, student IDs, email addresses, messages, data affecting millions of students. Schools postponed exams. Some scrambled to set up paper-based alternatives, others just waited. And students, already stressed about finals, had no idea if their data was safe. Now, here is the thing that kept me thinking about this one. Educational infrastructure sits on a thin edge between availability and trust. Canvas is not just a convenience, it is the backbone of how universities operate now. Course materials, assignments, grades, communication, everything runs through it. And when that goes down, everything stops. The attack exposed something bigger than one platform's security. It showed how centralized and fragile the system has become. One breach, one outage, millions of students affected. And the data that got accessed is not just usernames and emails, it is student IDs, which can be used for identity theft. It is messages between students and instructors, which are supposed to be private. The question no one wants to ask is, but we have to, is whether schools have a backup plan, not just for outages, for breaches, for ransomware. For the reality that these platforms are targets now, because if the answer is no, we are going to see this happen again. Okay, so this next one is harder to talk about, but we have to. Cloudflare just laid off 1,100 people, roughly 10% of their workforce. And the reason, according to CEO Matthew Prince, is that AI efficiency improvements made those roles redundant. Now, Cloudflare is not struggling. Revenue hit record highs, profit margins expanded. The company is doing incredibly well. And yet, 1,100 jobs disappeared anyway. The roles cut were primarily in customer support, the kind of work that AI chatbots and automated workflows are increasingly good at. And Cloudflare is not alone. Expedia reported that over 30% of their customer service interactions now run on AI. Oracle cut hundreds of engineering roles and refused to negotiate severance with laid-off workers. This is the pattern that keeps showing up. AI gets more efficient, companies get more profitable, and the people whose jobs get automated do not see the upside. Here is what I keep coming back to. We have spent years talking about AI as a tool that augments workers, that helps people do more, that frees them up for higher value work. And that is true, for some people. For knowledge workers who can learn to use AI as leverage, but for the people whose jobs are the repetitive work that AI excels at, augmentation does not help. The job just goes away. And the efficiency gains are real, there is no question. Cloudflare can serve the same number of customers with fewer people. That is not hype. That is measurable. But the human cost is equally real. 1,100 people just lost their income. and they are not being retrained or redeployed, they are being let go. I do not have an answer here, I am still processing this myself, but I think we need to stop pretending that AI's impact on jobs is theoretical. It is happening, right now. And the question is not whether it will happen, but what we do about it. Do we build safety nets? Do we invest in retraining? Do we rethink what a career looks like? The work you trained for can be automated in a year? Worth thinking about. Because this is not the last time we will see this headline. Right, so stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. Three separate stories. One emerging reality. AI is getting cheaper and more capable. A 2-cent model can beat a 70-cent model if you feed it the right context. That is not incremental. That is a shift. Infrastructure we depend on is fragile. A cyber attack can shut down millions of students' access to their coursework mid-exams. And the data breaches keep getting bigger. And jobs are disappearing. Not because companies are failing, because AI got efficient. And the people affected are not the ones benefiting from the productivity gains. The big picture today, AI is moving faster than the systems and people around it can adapt, and we are going to see more of this. More breakthroughs, more breaches, more layoffs. The question is whether we are building for resilience, or just for speed. Something to think about on the commute home. That is it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.